So up in the mountains at Camp Cedar Glen, where some of your friends are still today, there are two little mice who live at that camp in the chapel. They live in the cupboard of the chapel, actually. And when people gather in the chapel to sing and to pray and share with one another, sometimes the two little mousies come out to say hello. And so when we were sitting there on Friday evening, Athena was very surprised to look over and see, here come the two little mouse out of the cupboard, over curiously to see what was happening. And she said hello, and a few other people said hello, and then the little mousies went back in the cupboard. And when we walked around camp, gray squirrels with their bushy tails would run down the trees and through the leaves, and we would get a chance to say hello. And sometimes we could hear the turkeys gobbling in a very loud gobbly sound, just like you might imagine a turkey would make. I think I would embarrass myself if I tried to duplicate it now, but you can imagine how a turkey sounds. And you could see them through the bushes. Some of them have very red heads and necks, and other ones have black heads and necks. And some people in our group were even lucky to be able to see some of the shy, quiet deer who came creeping into the meadows in the morning and the evening. All of those creatures eat the acorns and the other nuts that fall down from the trees there at Camp Cedar Glen. And today I'm sharing with you some of the acorns from the trees. I thought it would be fun for you each to have one of these, because I know that you love creatures like mice and squirrels and deer and wild turkeys, and that maybe you would like to carry this around to think of God's animals up at Camp Cedar Glen. Maybe sometime soon you'll get to visit Camp Cedar Glen. Maybe you're going to go on June 4th to the open house with your family, or maybe you're going to go to summer camp. And so you, if you want to, you can keep this until you go to camp and then give it back to the Friends of the Forest. Or if it's going to be a long time before you go to Camp Cedar Glen, or if that's not in your future, you could think about what animals might enjoy having that and leave it in a park or in your yard someplace here in San Diego, so that either it can become food for animals or it can start growing into a tree. Or you can take it with you on your journey to Colorado if you want to. So there's a few more in here. Haiti, if you decide you want one, you can have one later. And anybody else who wants acorn or a tree seed from Camp Cedar Glen is welcome to have it. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for these places that we can go to remember how beautiful your creation is and how many ways you have blessed us. Whether we're at the beach feeling the sand in our toes and hearing the sound of the ocean, or in the mountains surrounded by wonderful wild animals and hearing the sounds of wolves howling and frogs croaking in the night and looking at the stars, we're just grateful, Lord, for all the beauty with which you have surrounded us. And we ask that you would help us to be good stewards of your wonderful creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.